UFO News, the 13th of October 2022. A lot of people who believed the government was going to start releasing more UFO information just figuratively got punched in the stomach. The news from the US Navy was not conducive to that belief anymore. The Navy has just denied a Freedom of Information request to release some more of their huge library of UFO events. They claim this will hurt national security. It looks like we will not only be hearing this as replies on many more FOIA requests and maybe even all. It could be the military has decided to withhold all of these requests pertaining to UFOs, also known as UAPs, and maybe they have decided to try and discredit UFO sightings again, as they did in the past. I have been very cautious about believing we have entered a new phase of UFO transparency in government and have said this many times, while quite a few others thought we were now going to find out what was really going on after the release of the couple of US Navy UFO videos. I really hate being right on this one. While I felt that way, I secretly hoped those others would be right and I would be wrong, but it seems it was just not to be. One astronomer has become very famous in the UFO community. He seems to be a fervent believer not only in UFOs, but in the idea aliens have already been on this planet. This astronomer, Dr. Loeb, wants to mount an expedition to explore a spot in the ocean where something he believes is non-terrestrial has landed or crashed. He claims the object was moving far too fast when it entered the ocean to be an object from this solar system. This is the same astronomer who believed Oumuamua, a strange-looking cigar-shaped asteroid, could be an alien probe from outside our solar system. He was not alone in this idea. Some scientists said the object had a thin skin and there could be technology under it. Others said the shape was so strange for a meteor or asteroid, they didn't believe that was what it was. Sometimes strange objects get caught on cameras. It is even more impressive if they are photographed by scientists, or cameras mounted outside scientific institutions. This is what happened a few days ago from the writing of this article. Strange objects were photographed by the camera at the University of Arizona Hydrology and Atmospheric Sciences webcam. What could be better than that? The first object was seen early in the morning and after it flew away, a second object was photographed. That object seemed to be descending. It is unusual to catch two separate events involving UFOs on the same day. We seem to be seeing more and more triangular UFOs. Going back a few decades, the UFO sightings seemed to be of more traditional-shaped UFOs, such as the classic saucer shape and the cigar-shaped UFOs. Is a race of another world which only decided to come here a few decades ago coming here, or are these triangular UFOs ours? There are some indications they could be ours. I remember one man who witnessed one flying very slow and low and claimed the lights on it were the same as floodlights sold at the stores. Then there is the rumor of the TR-3B, which states we have this secret program for building these triangular machines. I lean to it being made by us, but many others believe the flying triangle is extraterrestrial. A man living in Oregon witnessed a UFO as he was driving on the interstate highway. The object was very big and the witnesses said it was glowing. He told his girlfriend and she also saw the object. The glow came from the fact the object seemed to be metal and the sun was reflecting off of it. It started out moving slow, then gained so much speed it was flying faster than a commercial jet which it passed. One I saw years ago was very far away, and yet it had such a bright light you couldn't stare at it very long. After a second or two you had to avert your eyes. Since it was so far away, I was not able to discern the shape of the object. US intelligence officers came out with a report in June 2021. About UFOs. While the report was not earth-shattering to say the least, it did highlight one very important point. They all but admitted they had no idea what the UFOs were or where they came from. Many people do not believe this. They think the government not only knows much about UFOs, but have met with extraterrestrials and might even be working with them on projects. This is based on many witness accounts. We have a new problem when we examine photos of UFOs to try and prove their authenticity. Unfortunately, it has been shown an AI-generated picture which claims to be a photo can fool experts. This bodes very badly for UFO photo experts. It is hard enough now to spot some bogus UFO photos, but using artificial intelligence to generate them just makes things much harder. I don't know if there is a way to detect this on the latest iterations of UFO-generated pictures which claim to be actual photos, but even if there is, this technique is improving so much all the time. I am sad to say I believe the time is near when we will not be able to be sure we are looking at a photo or not. One recent photo posted on the internet from a Mexican man who said he took a photo of a UFO near his garage has been challenged by another man who claims the photo was generated by artificial intelligence using a special software program. Who is correct? One doctor who works with the government and the military had come out with a statement saying the government is hiding the truth about UFOs and knows a lot more than they are telling us. He said he has seen so much in his career. He can only come to one conclusion, and it is UFOs exist. He said one of the things which proves this is the amount of non-disclosure agreements people have been forced to sign. He also talks about whistleblowers who have come forward. I have to agree with him in that why would there be so many UFO witnesses forced to sign non-disclosure agreements? On the other point, many honorable former military and government workers and officials, along with some of those from the private sectors, have risked everything by coming forward and telling us what they saw.